Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform powered by Apple Music, iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio's all avenues and opportunities to download our featured guests at your leisure. And today we're going to be joined with a small school standout. He was down at the Gridiron Showcase where he made a hell of an impact on those scouts down there that were reevaluating the game. He hails from Kansas Westland, and I went back and I looked and I said, when is the last time we had a kid from that school on? And it was 2017 and Brandon Napoleon. But today's guest is Eli Smith, the Coyotes standout. Eli, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Oh, it's treating me pretty good. I took a little nap and woke up and the sun's out, so I'm looking forward to getting outside once the dome's here.
Excellent. Now, yeah, you know, I heard so many positive things about you, and, you know, so right now you're working on your – now, is it your farm or family farm?
It is my wife's family farm.
So what's that like? Take us through a day. Besides going through the draft process, what do you? I mean, take us through a typical day.
So really, it's really not a whole lot for me as of right now because me and my wife we originally live in Salina, so we're trying to figure out where we're going to stay throughout all of this virus, circumstances. Okay. But so for right now, it's pretty much me and her waking up in the morning, and probably around 7:30 or 8:30, we're feeding some chickens and pigs, occasionally helping out with the lambs that they just got. And then other than that, we feed them around noon to 4:30, and then that's pretty much it for us. They do have cattle, but her dad takes care of most of that, and he's pretty heavy on regenerative agriculture, so it's pretty exciting to see him work with that a lot because, I don't know, he's just got a lot of good things happening around here on the farm.
Wonderful. And it's a unique situation, again, and the coronavirus is obviously affecting so many things. So, I mean, for you, I mean, you've had a great collegiate career, and you're you know, the trajectory right now, all the arrows are pointing in the right direction as we close in on this 2020 draft. But for you, I mean, growing up, was football your favorite sport? And if sports were your thing, I mean, were you a better athlete way back then?
Sports were definitely my thing. I don't know if I had a favorite back in the day. I mean, I played baseball ever since I was three, so that's what I've played for the longest time. I played it through my senior year of high school every year, it seemed like. And I played basketball and football. I probably started those around, I think, fifth or sixth grade. So I've definitely played for as long as I could. And like I said, I don't know if I have a favorite, but, I mean, I've always been around sports.
Excellent. And you always had that height? Have you always been taller than all the others?
I think I hit my growth spurt going into my sophomore year of high school. So I was probably about 6'5", starting my junior year. And then anything before that was probably about average height.
Okay.
I was 5'8 going into my freshman year of high school.
Jeez, that's awesome. Then 6'5". Wow, that is a heck of a growth spurt. Mom and Dad probably didn't know who was coming home after school some days the way you were growing. Once again, Eli Smith, the standout from Kansas Westland here on the C2P as we talk from college football and NFL draft with this young man. So for you, I mean, you arrive at the collegiate level, you start doing your thing, you start picking up some momentum. when do you kind of get a sense that what you're doing on a Saturday can possibly allow you to make a living on a Sunday in the National Football League? I mean, do the coaches say, Eli, you know, we see something special in you, or you start having great games against standout opponents? When does it really sink in?
Well, since I joined the football team at Kansas Wesleyan on 2016, I believe. Yeah, because I had played 2 years of basketball at Kansas Wesleyan before that. And once I joined, I mean, the head coach is like, hey, you got the height, and I want to put you in the offensive line. And there's always an opportunity. If depending on how you perform, you could garner some pro looks. And I didn't really think much anything of it at the time because I was so small. I weighed about 220 pounds, so I wasn't that big. But
wow.
I stuck to the process, went through my 4 years, and then I think after my junior year, it kind of set in because that's when a scout contacted the school and came up, and I got to meet him and get all my measurements and everything, and that's kind of when it set in.
Now, you come across as a kind of a calm, cool, collective young man. I mean, was that an exciting time for you? I mean, did you call your wife and say you can't believe what happened? I mean, was it an exciting kind of a joyful moment?
Yeah, it's a very awesome moment for sure. I called her. I called my parents. I'm like, yeah, check this out. I got scouts coming here. It was something I never really expected. So it was definitely awesome to experience.
Well, it's well deserved.
And from then, it's kind of blown up.
It's probably a little surreal in moments thinking that, you know, I mean, think about it, we're doing a show now and down at the Gridiron Showcase and, you know, all these, you know, people calling and, you know, you're on that radar. I'm still have to take in. Now, all the guys that come on the program, we always ask, I mean, if we three in the film room with these scouts, they're breaking down tape of you, what are those hallmark home run abilities that you bring to the offensive line unit that you think they're going to fall in love with?
I think what they have fallen in love with previously is my athletic ability. You know, I have no problem moving in space or staying low at the second level in the run game. And then this isn't really something from the film room, but I think they've taken notice on like my potential, you know, because coming from a small school, I still have a lot to experience and a lot to learn. But along with that, there is potential that I like to think I can achieve a lot more than what I've currently achieved.
Fair enough. And I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, anything else at this point, there's really not much to reveal. Is there anything these scouts do need to know? This is your show. We pass it off to them. I know they listen in. You know, maybe you could have did more pass pro, maybe more run blocking. Maybe you're a team captain, weight room warrior, a film junkie. Anything that, you know, kind of helps seal the deal to get you on that 53-man roster.
Well, I was a team captain my senior year. I think if there's one thing to take away from all this, it's just that, no matter what happens, especially right now, because like my gym is closed down and everything. So I'm trying to scratch and clock here, especially in the next month or two, to kind of get my stock up just as much as I can. But I think that just goes to show that no matter what happens, I'm going to keep putting in my effort and not give up.
Definitely. And you know what, Eli, we do shows all day long. And at least I can tell you this much, you know, all the guys that come on the show, they're in the same boat. You know, they're trying to do workouts from home, trying to do things that, you know, they can pick up off the internet, you know, just to kind of stay in shape and get some workouts in. But it's a tricky time. But again, you know, as well as anybody, I'm sure, you know, the people around you, you know, your agents, well, everybody, and I'm sure that, you know, you having, you know, the Gridiron Showcase and having some contact with these guys, I mean, this year, like no other, I mean, that is such a bonus to have. I mean, you know, all these pro days eliminated, but you already know that. Now let me ask you this one. This is a cliche one, but is there anybody at the next level that you kind of, you know, try to adapt your game to? Anybody that you know, next level that you look up to, or, you know, just kind of want to mirror when you kind of get into the league?
I've looked up to Eric Fisher's story a lot, not only as a Chiefs fan, but also as an offensive lineman, because I mean, he was a lineman that, I mean, he was drafted high, don't get me wrong, but he wasn't from a Power 5 school or anything. And you can see how much improvement he's made over his years in the NFL. And I think that's something that I can relate to. And he's just so athletic, man. I mean, I hope I could kind of make the improvements that he did and make that adjustment like he did here in the next few years.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you know, hey, you're there, you're in the moment. It's just now to take a couple breaks and get you in camp and do your thing and then set the world on fire, Eli. Hey, man, we are almost out of time. We do appreciate you stopping by. We know you got a lot going on. I mean, again, we just want to say thank you. But we call it three and out. There are just a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, your coach, I think it was in his first year, Coach Hendrickson. I don't know if anybody had an opportunity within that short amount of time, but does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Does anyone do a great impersonation of Coach Hen? That I've seen, no. I mean, it, like you said, it's his first year there, so a lot of kids are still figuring out who he is as a coach. And I think the people that probably do impersonate him, they probably wouldn't do it in front of his face.
Fair enough. And the linemen, you guys are usually the bulkier guys, the bigger guys on the team. Who's the biggest eater amongst your Coyote teammates? And what's the biggest meal you've ever seen him put down?
The biggest eater. that's a great question. So about twice a year, every year, these last 2 years, our offensive line coach, he's taken the whole O-line to his house for a huge meal. And I think the person that probably ate the most there both times is Darius Brown, our right guard. That kid can put down some food, man. I mean, we probably all did. I probably had 3 plates, but he had to have at least 4 or 5 plates both trips.
I love it. That's one of my favorite. And for some reason, I mean, you know, we don't know who's coming on the show. You know, I mean, we know who, but like player-wise, position-wise, we don't know. But, I mean, we've been to get a ton of linemen. I mean, probably the most linemen we've had in a long time. I mean, just it seems like we have a lineman on every day. And the final one, this weekend, that weekend of the draft, we're about a month away, but I assume you'll be with family and friends. It's a day to celebrate your next football life. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have ready to kind of celebrate that special day?
Well, it depends on what's being cooked, for sure. I think if we're smoking or barbecuing, my dad's probably the best cook. But if we're cooking in the kitchen, I'd say my mom's probably the best cook out of my family. And I think the meal I'd want that day would probably be some chicken spaghetti that my mom makes in the kitchen. I think that's probably my go-to right now.
I love it, man. Well, I hope you're a go-to for these NFL teams in this upcoming draft, Eli. You've done a hell of a job to put yourself on the radar. And, again, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, be safe out there, and we appreciate you stopping by our show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Eli Smith, and this kid has done so much. I mean, kind of really be recognized, and that he's a hot name. You know, we get caught up in the big websites and doing all these things with the big names, but at the end of the day, it's about making a living and earning your reps and playing in the National Football League. And I promise you, this kid is legit as any other guy out there. And like I said, he's going to be a name that you're going to know more about than less about. Trust me on that, especially once training camps open and this thing gets underway. As always, if you want more of him, Blog Talk Radio, Apple Music, and iTunes, your best way, again, to download and listen to this featured guest, Eli Smith from Canada and Westland. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.